Well, it means that they will be able to get more affordable chemotherapy treatment. The latest chemotherapy treatment that that is out there and available and affordable. Kathy fills this room today with her hope, and that's what the passage of this bill does, by giving those that are in the fight the hope that they're going to have a better treatment and a better tolerance of the drug to allow them to get out and continue to go on with their life on a daily basis.
And the oral chemotherapy drugs, as opposed to the IV ones, have less side effects, but they tend to be more expensive.
They do, and that was the case, and they were looked at as medication versus medical treatment and the like. And as you know, there was a real disparity all the way up through 2012. We began to remedy it, and of course, the essential benefits package wasn't adopted yet. And we got as much as we could get done in 2012. We're continuing the fight today, and it brings almost 60-plus percent of those insured in Maryland into more affordable cancer treatments.
I have to imagine this day is a little bittersweet.
Well, it is, and but, you know, Kathy and I were together 40 years. We stood in these halls together. She was the assistant city manager in Ocean City. She led the town to the All-America City Award, and she founded the American Cancer Society, Worcester County Branch, and onward and all. But she fills this room, and that's what this is all about today. It's about hope. And Kathy's hope was contagious. It's here today, and it helps patients that she would never have met. But her courageous fight enables them to have a better quality of life.
I know she'd be very proud.